This morning, we're going to continue where we have been, where we left off last Sunday and the previous Sundays, still in the reality of the wisdom of God and there are moments in one's life where decisions need to be made. And so this morning is one of those mornings where it is about understanding the starting point of seeking the wisdom of God and making that conscious decision that that's going to be my starting point. And there's more things that I believe the Holy Spirit wants to just to impart into our lives this morning. I want to start off by reading in Colossians 2. And I'm going to just read in from the Passion Translation over here. Just these are things that just will help us understand. Paul is writing and he says, I wish you could know how much I have struggled for you and for the church in Laodicea and for the many other friends I've yet to meet. I'm contending for you that your hearts will be wrapped in the comfort of heaven and woven together into love's fabric. This will give you access. Very interesting. This will give you access to all the riches of God as you experience the revelation of God's great mystery, Christ. So it's speaking about an access in the revelation of knowing the love of God. Very important, and that's why we're understanding the foundation of why God speaks to you and I. This will give you access to all the riches of God as you experience the revelation of God's great mystery, Christ. For our spiritual wealth is in Him, like hidden treasures waiting to be discovered, heaven's wisdom and endless riches of revelation knowledge. I want you to know this so that no one will come and lead you into error through their persuasive arguments and clever words. Even though I'm separated from you geographically, my spirit is present there with you. Also a very important truth there. And I am overjoyed to see how disciplined and deeply committed you are because you have such a solid faith in Christ, the Anointed One. Now in the same way you received Jesus our Lord, by faith as grace was operating in our lives, God was operating in our lives, in the same way as you received Jesus our Lord and Messiah, by faith, continue your journey of faith, progressing further into your union with Him. Your spiritual roots go deeply into His life, as you are continually infused with strength and courage in every way, for you are established in the faith, you have been absorbed and enriched by your devotion to Him. And therefore be aware that no one distracts you or intimidates you in their attempt to lead you away from Christ's fullness by pretending to be full of wisdom when they are filled with endless arguments of human logic. For they operate with humanistic and clouded judgments based on the mindset of this world system and not the anointed truths of the Anointed One. Now for He is the complete fullness of deity living in human form, and our own completeness is now found in Him. We are completely filled with God as Christ's fullness overflows within us. He is the head of every kingdom and authority in the universe. Through our union with Him, we have experienced circumcision of heart. All of guilt and the power of sin has been cut away and is now extinct because of what Christ the Anointed One has accomplished for us. For we were buried with Him into His death. Our baptism into death also means we were raised with Him when we believed in God's resurrection power, the power that raised Him from death's realm. This realm of death describes our former state, for we were held in sin's grasp, But now we have been resurrected out of this realm of death, never to return, for we are forever alive and forgiven of all our sins. And then he carries on so much more of here. But in this word as a foundation this morning, we want to start to understand the reality of what took place when we gave our life to Christ by faith when we received, and having died with Christ and been raised with him, and that circumcision, that the power of that sinful nature was taken away. Remember in James chapter 3, he speaks about the different kinds of wisdom. There is the God wisdom, there is the worldly human wisdom, there is the unspiritual wisdom, which is your soul dimension, and there is a demonic wisdom. Now, as a child of God, we have been, very important, you and I, as a child of God, that has been cut off from us. You see, no longer is the power of human wisdom controlling us. No longer is the power of soulish wisdom controlling us. No longer is the demonic wisdom controlling us. Now, as a child of God, you and I have access into the reality of the God wisdom, so that we can live now according to the God wisdom because of the powerful work of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, taking us out of Adamic human reality and into the life of Christ Jesus. That's why you and I can have the mind of Christ. See, and this foundation is crucial to start to accept and to start to say to myself, listen, no longer do I have to live my life solely based on human wisdom. There's a wisdom that's beyond this human wisdom. As a child of God, in the kingdom of God, I'm called to live in God's wisdom. Because the human wisdom does not allow me to live in the reality and the fullness of the God wisdom, of the kingdom of God. See, and sometimes we don't know that we don't know. We think that, wow, this is fantastic wisdom. We think the technologies and the wisdom, scientists have spent years and years and years of discovering and unlocking the wisdom of God in things that they have discovered and things that have been developed. And we think, wow, that's it. But what if there's more? You see, what if there's far, far more in the incredible ways of God that still needs to be discovered for mankind? What if we're too scared to get weaned off the wisdom of man and to really begin to trust God? You've got a wisdom that's beyond what we know, and I want to press in to receive that kind of wisdom. See, and this is where we are. 2014, the year 2014, walking, praying in the garden with God and speaking to him about South Africa. And it was a time now for Zuma to, he placed himself to be the president again for his second term. And I'm asking the Lord, what's the solution for this country? What is your solution? You see, the all-knowing God, the all-understanding God, the eternal God. That's why the insights to his attributes are so, so crucial. And we start to see, but God, you're the all-knowing, you're all-wise, you're all-understanding, you're all-powerful. You know everything from the beginning to the end for the people of South Africa. You know what is needed for the next generations. You know what's needed for our great-great-great-grandchildren. You know the all-knowing God. What's your solution? And he's simply, that's when I had that vision of the cross, and he's simply, the voice of the Father spoke very clearly, my answer is my son Jesus Christ. see the centrality of who he is, what he has done on the cross. And that began that journey of getting weaned off human wisdom to solve the problems for South Africa. And starting to ask, but Lord, there's a wisdom that we don't yet have an understanding of. It's your wisdom. You're the all-knowing God, the all-wise God. And in your Son is the wisdom. And what is that wisdom? And this is our privilege now as children of God, where the Holy Spirit has now brought us to the place where we can begin to really have the breakthrough. We can really... It's worldwide. The word worldwide is about the wisdom of God now. You can listen worldwide and you will hear the same message being spoken into the body of Christ. Because the world needs God's solutions. And so we are busy now in something that is much bigger than ourselves, in getting an understanding of what the Holy Spirit is leading us into. So when Paul wrote to Corinthians, we'll come back to Colossians now. So when Paul wrote to the church in Corinthians, and he said there in chapter 1, verse 17, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power." Lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. He's speaking about the power of God, He who is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-understanding. He's speaking about a power that is made known through Christ's incredible death and resurrection that is for us who believe. Speaking about a wisdom that is more powerful than any other wisdom. Speaking about so much in that particular just few words. "For the message of the cross," the message, the communication of the cross, "is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is a power of God." So for the unbeliever, they aren't able to receive, they aren't able to experience this incredible wisdom solution of God. But for us who believe, kingdom of priests, redeemed by the blood of Christ to rule and to reign on the earth. The meek will inherit the earth. See, these are truths that we read, that we're not yet understanding the reality and the call of God for us to begin to live in the reality of these truths here on earth. And so the Holy Spirit's helping us to just renew our mind and to start to just think differently in about life. And then he says over here, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demanded miraculous signs and Greeks looked for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jew and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." See, we're establishing a starting point. Where are we seeking our wisdom? Where are we seeking the power? What's the source of our wisdom? What's the source of power? What's the source of divine intelligence? What's the source? Who is our source? And this is a very important starting point to get to in one's life, because We've lived in this world. We've been taught in this world. We know the world's wisdom, and it works, but it's still the wisdom that keeps us ground bound and is not enabling us to be able to live as Christ lived in the reality of the kingdom. Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than what we ask or imagine according to his great power that is at work within us. You see, there's far more that God's inviting us to press in and to receive. Far more than what we currently know and experience. And it's going to take a bit of courage. It's going to take a bit of desire. It's going to take a bit of passion to be able to say, yes, this is what I know, but I hear the Spirit calling. There's more for us as believers, as a body of Christ, as this incredible called out believers redeemed by the blood of Christ. There's far more for us to be able to receive and to be a light to this world. Far more. And he's calling us all the time now. There's many, many prophetic words and destinies for towns and cities and families that need to be fulfilled and come into God's timing right now. And so we see Paul writing over here, and then he starts to speak here in chapter 2. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom from among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. And that's why it's important, because the wisdom that we have, will it go into eternity or will it just die? You see, it's important for us to understand who is our source, where we're getting wisdom from. I don't know about you, I want a wisdom that's going to carry on for all eternity, and not a wisdom that made me clever over here and then I die and go to hell. See, what wisdom are we following? What wisdom are we living our lives by? Is it the philosophers of the day, or is it the wisdom? Christ is our wisdom. Or is that the wisdom that is coming from Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit? See, to be weaned off is not so easy, because we've got a habit of living in the wisdom of the natural wisdom that we have, or the soulish wisdom. All the time. And so Paul carries on and he says over here that he did not come, his message did not come with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom. It was his goal not to communicate so that people would think he's such a scholar. But he had to depend totally on the power of the Holy Spirit, so that their faith was not on man's intellect. Paul was a great scholar, but their faith was totally because of the Holy Spirit imparting truth, revelation, and they get born again. Imagine that thorn in the flesh for Paul. So your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom. Now we speak of God's secret wisdom that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they should not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand. What's wisdom is knowledge, is understanding, that we learn how to use that knowledge, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So here again we see Paul is describing the wisdom of God. Here Paul is describing the source of all wisdom for us who believe. It's our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the wisdom of God. The all-knowing God. In his all-knowingness, sent his son Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God, the practical application of the all-knowing and understanding of God, practically sending his son Jesus into this world, practically living a life, the miraculous conception by the Holy Spirit, practically here Christ in human form. Wisdom of God, dealing with man's situation of sin, dealing with man's situation of disobedience to God, Adam and Eve, dealing with the reality of the fall of creation because of man's sin, dealing with the demonic realm. Practically, the wisdom of God is in his son who came to live on this earth. Practical wisdom. You can see wisdom is not just intellect, it's practical. And Jesus is the outworking, the manifestation of the wisdom of God. And that's why all deity lives in Christ Jesus. All wisdom is in Christ Jesus. All knowingness is in Christ Jesus. All the attributes of God the Father is in his Son Jesus Christ. And we have our fullness in him. That's the invitation. So it's a starting point. Is who am I going to look for wisdom from? Who am I going to go to get wisdom, first of all? Who is going to be the source of my wisdom as a child of God? And this is going to be your starting point where one's going to say, okay, Jesus, you are the wisdom of God. And so you are my starting point. Because the temptation is to go to Google. The temptation is to go to other sources. First of all, you are Lord, and it comes from you. The Holy Spirit may lead you to a believer 100 years ago that has written something that he got tremendous wisdom from God about. But your starting point, our starting point, is we come to Jesus. So in that portion in Colossians that we looked at, in Colossians chapter 3, we go and we read something very profound over here. Colossians chapter 2. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And so we have amazing truth over here that in Christ, all the wisdom, see the word treasures over here is a storeroom, it's a storehouse. It's a place where treasure is kept. So in his son Jesus, he is the storeroom of all the incredible wisdom of God. Now notice the word says all. It doesn't say some. See, all means everything. The all-knowing God has the all wisdom for all things that he knows from the beginning to the end is all in his son Jesus Christ. And somehow we don't believe it. Somehow we'll rather go to the Google to look for answers. Somehow we don't believe that Lord, in you is all the wisdom, everything that I need to be able to live as a child of God in your kingdom is in your Son Jesus Christ. Let me go and ask my friend now. What do you say about this? You see, and so we need to start to get weaned off and to start to realize, but Lord, you're my starting point. And I'm asking you first of all, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God for wisdom. Believing that when you ask, you will receive, because God will give generously without finding fault. Imagine if he said, if any man lacks wisdom, first of all, go and ask a friend. Then you're going to get stupid wisdom. Because all wisdom is in his Son, Jesus. So this is part of our discipline now. This is part of the, we will be asking people, obviously, but our starting point is over there, getting an answer, learning to be disciplined and seeking him first, learning to be disciplined and spending time in the Word of God. People laugh at me, but I won't tell you guys because you might fire me. I've learned the secret of sleeping on the job. But don't fire me. You see, I've learned to go to bed at night saying, Holy Spirit, speak to my spirit. So while I'm sleeping, the Holy Spirit is communicating. So when I wake up in the morning, I've got revelation. I get paid for that. Go to bed. Spirit speaks to your spirit. And you will find when you wake up in the day, there's so much more wisdom and understanding for the day. Sleep well. Yeah. So they laugh at the coffee shop. They say they need to have a bed there so they can also go and sleep on the job. Ask for wisdom. So we determined this morning our starting point in Christ is all the wisdom of God. That's going to be from now onwards our starting point. I'm going to choose life. I'm going to choose the wisdom from God. I'm going to choose to receive from him because that's what I need. He is the one that knows everything about my today, my tomorrow, my everything about me. And I want to press in. So I'm going to spend time. The Holy Spirit will give a scripture or two or whatever revelation he's highlighting. And then I'll spend the time getting understanding with the Holy Spirit. So I spend the time looking. This morning I woke up. And Romans 8. Because I'm busy preparing for the next video on recognizing the voice of God. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16, Paul is describing the born-again believer that hears, that's walking in the Spirit, and he says over there that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of sonship. We have received the spirit of sonship. Very important. And now the Holy Spirit communicates with our spirit, Abba Father. And for the first time I saw over there that the Holy Spirit's ministry, the foundation of God communicating to you and I, is based on the foundation of father sonship. Very important. Everything that our Father shares in his word is because he's our Father and we are his children. And that's crucial, because if we don't realize and we don't accept the fact that I'm a child of God, it's going to be very hard to hear the voice of God. Because you might have a servant or a slave mentality. You might have an orphan mentality. God rejected me. He's not going to speak to me and all this kind of stuff. But when we have a foundational truth, God, your spirit in me is a spirit of sonship and I'm your child. And the Holy Spirit testifies, communicates, speaks to my spirit, Abba Father. The foundation of God communicating to us is on the Abba Father foundation. That's why when God showed me creation, when He spoke into creation, everything about creation that came was the fatherhood of God. That's why all of creation declares His glory. The fatherhood of God. So when we start to come with wisdom and we're starting to ask God, God, you know that the Holy Spirit's going to speak, because it's by the Holy Spirit that speaks to us. The Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of the Father. The Holy Spirit communicates to our spirit and is going to come because He's our Father and He loves us. And He's sharing with us Father wisdom into our lives. We are privileged to be children of God. That's how Jesus lived. He lived in the wisdom of His Father. That's you and I. And that's why, again, what's our starting point? Jesus is the way to the Father. See, Jesus, all the wisdom is in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit takes from Jesus, and all that belongs to the Father belongs to Jesus. And Jesus will always be revealing the Father to you and I. He is the way. God knew our needs. God knew the most practical way for you and I to be able to experience the incredible wisdom of God would be in His Son Jesus Christ, to come as a man so that we as human beings are able to in Him start to receive and live in the reality. So, second part, as we close, is ask for wisdom. There was the other day that Proverbs 8? Listen to Proverbs 8. Can't you hear the voice of wisdom? From the top of the mountains of influence, she speaks into the gateways of the glorious city. At the place where pathways merge, at the entrance of every portal, there she stands ready to impart understanding, shouting aloud to all who enter, preaching her sermon to those who will listen. I love the language of this translation in that area there. Verse 6. The meaning of my words will release within you revelation for you to reign in life. God's wisdom. Human wisdom does not enable us to reign in life. We're not speaking just about this life. We're speaking about the life that we have in Christ Jesus. It's a wisdom from God. For everything I say to you is unquestionably true. Sorry, the meaning of my words will release within you revelation for you to reign in life. My lyrics will empower you to live by what is right. All everything I say to you is unquestionably true, and I refuse to endure the lies of lawlessness. My words will never lead you astray. All the declarations of my mouth can be trusted. They contain no twisted logic or perversion of the truth. All my words are clear and straightforward to everyone who possesses spiritual understanding. If you have an open mind, you will receive revelation knowledge. My wise correction is more valuable than silver or gold. The finest gold is nothing compared to the revelation knowledge I can impart. Wisdom is so priceless, it exceeds the value of any jewel. Nothing you could wish for can equal her. And then that right at the end, verse 36, he has with wisdom. So listen, my sons and daughters, to everything I tell you, for nothing will bring you more joy than following my ways. Listen to my counsel. for my instruction will enlighten you. You'll be wise not to ignore it. If you wait at wisdom's doorway, longing to hear a word for every day, joy will break forth within you as you listen for what I say. For the fountain of life pours, for the fountain of life pours, for the fountain of life pours into you every time that you find me. This is the wisdom of God. And this is the secret of growing in the delights of the favor of the Lord. For those who stumble and miss me will be sorry they did, for ignoring what I have to say will bring harm to their own soul. Those who hate me are simply flirting with death. What a beautiful proverb. Yeah. So guys, all the treasure, Christ Jesus is the storehouse of all the treasure of God. And in Colossians 2, it says, just as we have received, now we are established, we are rooted in Christ, but then there's a continuous tense. Now be continually built up in Christ Jesus. So just as we were born again, we are established in Jesus, we are in Him, we have got the incredible union in Christ Jesus. Now the journey is to be built up in Him. To be built up in Him means there's a foundation. And upon that foundation, Christ the foundation, we start to build our lives. The wisdom is in Christ Jesus. Now from that foundation of discovering the wisdom in Christ Jesus, we start to build our lives. And that's how we are wise builders. Because we're building our lives. We're building our families. We're building everything, our futures, on the wisdom that the Holy Spirit has revealed in His Son Jesus. So this is, for me, is it's part of the discovery for us to experience Christ being God's answer for this nation. And to learn now how to receive, how to walk with that. We were just speaking on Wednesday evening because we're busy asking God for His wisdom on how to deal with the reality of people's lives. There's a lot of broken people. There's a lot of hurts. There's a lot of things that are taking place. And scripture God gave, His wisdom was, let your speech always be full of grace. And I said, what's this all about? And then I was reminded and was brought to my attention once again, the reality of speaking to a person's spirit. And that's part of the wisdom of God for you and I. Many times people aren't able to hear what you're saying because the wisdom of the soul is so big, and the justification of all the excuses are so big in the soul dimension. But when you call their spirit to come forth, you call their spirit to attention, and you speak into their spirit, spirit to spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, living waters will flow from within us. And the new covenant is a message, it's a ministry of the Holy Spirit. So when you and I will speak, and you can, so I speak, for instance, if someone I was speaking the other day, or yesterday, I'll just, into their spirit, and I just began to speak what their spirit is all about. Because it's beautiful, it's able to hear God, it's able to know the love of God, it's able to experience the freedom of God, it's able to communicate in the most amazing way, you know, but the soul prevents that from happening. So you prophesy into their spirit, you speak into their spirit. The wisdom of God. And this is part of the wisdom of God in helping the people in our communities to be able to get the breakthrough in their lives. God's Word has got everything that you and I need. One last scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And this is Moses speaking to the people, and he says, "See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me." This is what he received on Mount Sinai. "So that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it." Now we're looking at, we're in a kingdom. We're looking at the promises of God. We're looking at what God wants us to take possession of by faith. So he gives us instructions. "I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray?'" What a testimony for us as believers. So as we now walk in the wisdom of God, what's the revelation? People have a revelation of how great our God is. They will see the wisdom of God. They will see the understanding of God. And it's fascinating that Moses says there that all the other nations will hear about these decrees. Fascinating. The power of our lives and the testimony of our lives. It's a fascinating truth that will go out so that nations will be able to hear the decrees. They will hear what God has to say. They might not receive it, but they are aware of it now as a testimony towards them. So guys, let's be wise. Amen. Yeah. Father, we want to thank you this morning again for sharing with us and bringing us to the place where we can make a decision to choose life that's in your Son. The wisdom is life to us. Or to choose death, the wisdom of the world, as we read over there, that leads to death. What a privilege that we can make a choice and we can choose life that has eternal consequences for us, that is good, that is full of just your incredible life in it. And we want to thank you that as we're living in today's time, we're living in this world, we're living in all the things that are taking place all around us. And Lord Jesus, you spoke to us and you shared that there's going to be more rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and all kinds of things that are still going to come upon this earth. But what a privilege that we could live and we can live in your wisdom. So when all the shaking continues to take place, we are standing firm because our house is built upon the rock, you, Lord Jesus Christ. So today we confess, those who want to feel free to do it. But today we come and we ask first of all for forgiveness for leaning on our own understanding and pressing into our own wisdom and somehow neglecting the wisdom that is in you, Jesus Christ. And so we acknowledge that practice. We acknowledge that lifestyle. We acknowledge that's been part of our daily kind of life. But you brought us to the place this morning where we can come and say, Lord, you've shown us that there's another way. And what a time of repentance. In other words, turning away from that lifestyle, renewing our mind and beginning to come to you first of all, Jesus, and ask you for the wisdom that is in you. So we want to receive, Holy Spirit, your incredible ministry of communicating to us the wisdom of the Father. You are the Spirit of wisdom. You are the Spirit of truth and understanding. in counsel and might and the fear of the Lord. And we want to embrace and receive, acknowledging that it's you that testify to our spirit, and you communicate to our spirit the wisdom of the Father and the Son. You share with us these things. And we ask that when we receive by faith the reality of that it's you that speaks to us. I'm asking this morning, Father, if there's anybody that has a problem with the Holy Spirit, that you will, in your great way, give truth concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit, so that there will be an openness, an acceptance, a receiving of Holy Spirit's ministry. Father, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit's ministry will bring about such a revelation of sonship, of no longer being orphans, but really being as your children. And every time as you speak to us, it's because you are our Father. And we want to now begin to recognize your voice, because we are recognizing the fatherness of you communicating to us. And we want to thank you for that. So we ask that you will enable us to have great discernment in discerning the wisdom of the flesh and now your wisdom. Help us to recognize fatherhood, and help us to recognize man, flesh, reality of Adamhood, should we say. And we want to now begin to hear fatherhood communication to us. So Holy Spirit, here we are. Lead us in this direction now. We yield to you. Thank you for your grace over our lives, empowering us. And we want to thank you. And I ask particularly when the testing and the temptations and all the things come in our way, that you will give us the courage to press into Jesus Christ, to obtain the word, to receive from him. It may seem foolishness to everybody else, but for us who believe, it is the power of God. And that's what we aim for now, Father, is to continue to receive through your Son Jesus, your wisdom, your power, to live as a child of God here on this earth, for your honor and for your glory. Amen. Amen.